Page 6. Accessible Social Security Notices Available, Thanks to Major Court Decision, by Stephen Mendelson. In September 2009, the Federal District Court for the Northern District of California decided the class action lawsuit ACB versus ASTRU. The court ruled that the Social Security Administration's SSA provisions for making notices accessible to persons with visual impairments were inadequate. As a result, you will be able to get notices and other important communications from SSA in Braille on MS Word CD, in MS Word files on CD, and possibly in other alternative formats that meet your needs. Who is covered? The people covered by the decision include all benefits recipients, applicants for benefits, and representative payees who are blind or have visual impairments. They include people receiving or applying for benefits or serving as representative payees under all of the Social Security programs, old age and survivors insurance, SSDI, and SSI. If you are a person with a visual impairment that interferes with your ability to read standard print notices, you are eligible to receive your notices in alternative formats, even if SSA records don't currently categorize you as a visually impaired person. Anyone applying for benefits under any of the SSA programs in the future who needs an accessible format will also be eligible. What are the alternative formats? In the past, SSA has operated the Special Notice Program, SNP, under which people with visual impairments could request their notices either to be sent to them by certified mail or to be read to them aloud in a phone call from SSA. Page 7. But based on the evidence presented at trial, the court found that these measures were not adequate for providing meaningful and equal access to all people with visual impairments, and that they violated Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. To remedy this, the court ordered SSA to make notices available in Braille and on Microsoft Word data CDs, and SSA will continue to use the SNP system as well. But people who want their notices in these new alternative formats will need to file a request. How to request? If you are known to SSA as a person with a visual impairment, you should have received a call informing you of the new options, but that call is only for the purpose of informing you. You do not make your request through the representative who calls you, and you do not need to wait for the call in order to make your request. You make your request for Braille or Microsoft Word data disk either by going on the SSA website at ssa.gov/notices and follow the instructions there, by calling or visiting your local SSA office, or you can make the request by calling 877-708-1776, TTY 800-325-0778. What about other formats? Many people's needs may remain unmet by Braille, data disk, or the SNP. They may need audio cassettes, audio CDs, or large print. Although the court has not ordered that any of these formats be made available, a procedure has been established for people to request them, and there is hope that SSA will respond to these needs as well. If you need to request one of these options, you can do it in one of three ways. Again, you can go on the SSA website as noted above and apply there, or you can go through your local SSA office. Page 8. Or you can call SSA but at a different number. To apply by phone for these other formats, including large print, you call SSA at 800-772-1213. Be prepared for the possibility, as some callers have reported, of reaching a representative who is unfamiliar with the program and who may therefore not understand what you are calling about. If that happens, persevere until you are reasonably certain that your request has been noted, and if that means talking to someone else, then ask to do so. In making this call, and in any contacts with SSA about alternative formats, be sure to keep a record of who you talk to, when, and what is said. What happens after you make your request? If you request Braille or data CD, you won't be recontacted about that by SSA. By no later than September 30, you should start receiving your notices in your format of choice. Between April 15 and September 30, you may still receive your important notices in standard print, but you will at least receive a cover letter in your format of choice telling you that you have received an important notice. If you have requested another format, such as large print, the process will be different. SSA will call you back within 30 days to get more information from you about your request. After verifying your name and SSN, and make sure it is SSA that is calling before giving out any personal information, they will ask about what format you are requesting and why the formats they automatically offer won't work for you. For someone who doesn't read Braille or who doesn't have the means for enlarging or listening to the information from a data disk on a computer, the reasons for needing large print or some other type of audio aren't difficult to understand. Page 9. And you shouldn't ever need to say that you have no one to read it to you, because you have a right to privacy that should not be questioned. Within 45 days of your receipt of this follow-up call, SSA will contact you with their decision. They are permitted to deny your request for two reasons: because they think another format is effective for you, or because granting your request would impose an undue financial or administrative burden on the agency. DREDF plans to make resources available should you need to appeal a denial of your request. What else can you do? In addition to requesting the alternative format you need, you can do a great deal to make sure this historic decision benefits as many people as possible. The first thing you can do is help to make sure that the availability of these important new resources is made as widely known and as fully understood as possible. Many people who can benefit from alternative formats and who would be entitled to them may not be closely involved in the blindness community and may not hear this decision. Be sure to make it known in all the groups or settings where you are affiliated, so that all those who can benefit, particularly older Social Security recipients with limited vision, can be made aware of the opportunity. The second important thing you can do is help ACB and its legal counsel monitor SSA's implementation by giving feedback or discussing a particular difficulty you are having. You can do this by contacting the Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund, DREDF, by phone at 800-348-4232 or email at ssaclassaction@dredf.org. Of great benefit in this regard, you can also respond to the questionnaire established by DREDF to monitor recipient experience and agency response under the program. Page 10. It can be found on the web at surveymonkey.com/S/68JKVW5. You can read SSA's official notice of the Alternative Formats Project either in PDF at the web dredf.org/programs/notice-of-relief.pdf or in text format at dredf.org/programs/ssa-notice.txt. For those who would like to access the SSA notice by phone, it is available in a recorded format on the 877-708-1776 number. What's next? The federal court has retained jurisdiction over the case. This means that further rulings or orders are possible depending on what happens. It is hoped, for example, that if enough people who need large print ask for it, SSA will agree to provide it routinely, or the court will be moved to order its inclusion among automatically available formats. Continuing monitoring by counsel and supervision by the court also ensures that problems of implementation encountered by recipients will be noted. Your cooperation in keeping counsel informed of your experience, good or bad, will therefore remain vital. Major court decisions not only represent the end of one process, but as importantly, the beginning of another. Through the hard work of counsel and of the ACB members who came forward, testified, and assisted in the prosecution of the case, a landmark victory has been won. But it remains for all of us to turn that legal victory into meaningful improvement in the quality of life for potentially millions of Americans in the months and years to come.